Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody on the North Shore, join Deuce McAllister and Mike Hawes for Fans in the Pro Live from Rouse's Market in Mandeville this coming Friday. Don't miss your chance to hang out with the Saints' legendary running back and the voice of the New Orleans Saints. Come out and say hi, talk Saints, LSU, Pelicans, and make some groceries for another big sports weekend with Deuce and Hoss at Rouse's Market at East Causeway Approach in Mandeville, Friday from 4 to 6, right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. Charlie, I don't think you and I got a long chance to talk about this, but when Billy Napier got that extension with the University of Florida, now part of that is tied. They have so many players in these NIL deals that are freshmen and sophomores. They don't want to lose those guys, but other coaches have been using it against him to try to make sure that they don't go to Florida. And I would say almost every coach is doing that exact same thing. I don't know how you take the hot seat off of Billy. It has not been successful there. And but I see the connection and what the athletic director and the board of supervisors in Florida was doing, because you got your money tied up. If Billy's not there, you could lose a big chunk of those players. We've seen it before with different teams losing so many players. It'll be an interesting week for LSU playing Florida. Man, Florida defense, they are horrible. They give up big play after big play after big play. And can LSU stop the young quarterback? That's the thing here. We've seen it 2 weeks in a row. They've had some real difficulties matching up, especially if the quarterback takes off and run.
So, real quick, DJ Lagway, that young quarterback that you're talking about with Florida, I don't know if he's playing yet. He's apparently day-to-day via Napier.
I think he plays.
I think he will, too. He suffered that hamstring injury against Georgia. And this is where, you know, Scott Strickland, and he's come out and said that they're committed to Billy through next year as well. Now, I think a lot of the reason for that is what Coach Kelly was mentioning in his presser, right, where he kept talking about, yeah, they've dealt with a slew of injuries, but they've still played really hard for Coach Napier. And I may be in the minority, and I probably am. I think Billy Napier is a good coach. I saw what he did at UL. Give him
time. Well, if you were doing this in Gainesville, you'd be my
party. Oh, no, the phone lines would be lit up, and people would be calling me stupid. But I think he's a good coach. Now, the issue is that this schedule for Florida has been unbelievable.
It's brutal.
It has been a gauntlet for them. And they're 4-5. I mean, they've won the games that they were supposed to win. They just haven't won any of the games against top 25 teams that they aren't supposed to win. Now, so they're 0-5. Against top 25 ranked opponents. They lost to Miami, they lost to Texas A&M, they lost to Tennessee, they lost to Georgia, and they lost to Texas. Those are all good teams, Mike. And so, I mean, those are all teams that are going to be competing for the playoffs. They've just had a really tough schedule. And so, for LSU, you're going into the swamp, you have to make it 0-6. You can't have any kind of let up. Because if you're looking at Florida's remaining schedule, they have LSU at home, they have Ole Miss at home, and then they go to Florida State. Now, Florida State's been awful. They should be able to take care of business there and get a fifth win. But you're looking to try and get the bowl eligibility. You have to figure out a way to somehow split that LSU and Ole Miss game. Ole Miss is coming off a gigantic victory over Georgia. They're feeling good about their playoff chances now. LSU's desperate for a win. So which of those games should Florida fans feel more confident about?
Here's my thing. I learned this from Diliberto years ago. Bet on the desperate team. And right now, LSU's the desperate team. They clinging on here. And, okay, you've had a game and a half where you have looked absolutely horrible on both sides of the ball now. It's just not on one side, on both sides of the football. So to me, when I watch Florida's defense, I wonder how many of those guys, and okay, you recruiting in a situation here where you got to go up against some of the top recruits in the country. Charlie, how many of those defensive players would start at Georgia or Tennessee or at Ole Miss? Maybe a couple?
Yeah, not many.
But of the 11, you probably got two, and that's it.
So a couple things with Florida. Yes, their defense has given up explosive plays multiple times throughout the season. Their offense, like, and the big issue is their quarterback situation, really. Because you and I have talked about this, Mike. You've said that they don't do anything well. I think the one thing they do decent is run the football.
Yeah, they're above average running the ball. The problem is, Charlie, you've fallen behind so quickly, you can't really want to always run the ball.
Yeah.
I get that part. But it sort of takes you out of the game plan of wanting to run the football. Man, Texas jumped on them so fast, it was like a bad cat, and you couldn't get them off you. So it forces you to throw the football. That's got to be LSU's game plan. Jump on them quickly and take it out, and then you can play sick 'em. Get after DJ if he's the quarterback. Stop the run, you know, because – they haven't hit on a lot of big plays downfield either. That's not their specialty. They really want to run the ball and set up the passing game. But because they fall behind so quickly, you don't have a chance to set up the passing game.
I agree 1,000%. And that's exactly what LSU has to do this upcoming weekend, is to jump on that team. And it was almost kind of similar to what we talked about when we were previewing the LSU A&M game. It's just like, you don't want them to be able to run the football, so you have to jump on them early and often. And LSU did do that, but then in the second half, and going back to your point, Mike, basically, Blake Ruffino of the RU Series Sports Network, he's a friend of the program, he comes on all the time, he made a great point. The last six quarters for LSU, defensively and offensively, so it's not just one side of the ball, but the last two games specifically defensively, Mike, where you've given up 80 total points, 554 total rushing yards, a majority of that coming to the quarterback, man, it's been bad. Like, you aren't able to jump out to this big lead if you're just getting gashed in the run game defensively. So, yes, the start of the game, first quarter, start of the second quarter, going to be gigantic for LSU if they can drop Florida to the 0-6 against those top 25 teams.
When Jalen Milroe is going to go into the College Football Hall of Fame, all he got to do is get that reel that he played against LSU twice. Man, he'll have more highlights than they really want to show on that. The other thing that I think is in LSU's favor is Corey Raymond, who was on that staff on the defensive side of football, can give you some tidbits about that young secondary, because Corey was there for a couple years, and he helped recruit some of those guys to the University of Florida.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.